Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
I'm just here for the last 2 minutes to say kind of a big thank you, really. A big thank you to the Design Council. Often you go to events, often with the health community, and we share ideas, but perhaps the challenge that we've got today from the design colleagues has been brilliant, and also the new wisdom. Sometimes you get very easily driven down a single path of thinking of how we innovate, how we change things. Unless a totally new community of thinking comes in, that doesn't get challenged. So today has been fantastic. So a big thank you to the Design Council. A big thank you to yourselves for attending. And also for me, yeah, as a GP who thinks he knows everything, it's very humbling to come and hear kind of 7 or 8 presentations on innovations I couldn't even dream about. The work on homelessness, on teenage health, just looking at the experience in Brazil, and how that can be so easy translated to the UK and to Tooting, where I live, and go on holiday. Looking at ChenMed and how we get capitation budgets and how that may be, and I've had a few emails already since being here today saying, Tom, when are you going to let us have a capitation budget? So it's something we need to come up with, my decision or not, we need to think about. And also just looking at the Hurley Group and they're saying, oh, will anybody else want to use it? I'm on the phone already to my practice manager to say, yeah, we'd like to use that. If it's productive, it's a fantastic idea. So all that work is just phenomenal. We in the NHS in London put out a plea to say, would anybody be interested in bidding for some innovation kind of funding? And I said to Gemma, do you know, GPs, they're not really interested. You might get 5 or 6. We had 200 applications, and we've chosen 9 to kind of fund initially. And also hearing discussions today from the teenage health and the homelessness. I think we have got some money left over that we'd like to perhaps kind of use somewhat towards those kind of projects. We'll consider it. I can't say anything, of course. Gemma's nodding at me. But, yeah, it will be considered. And also to say, where's the way forward? For us in the NHS in London, our community, I've heard today about change models. Change models comes from providers, small and large. Yeah, there isn't a right way, but allowing providers to innovate. Innovation comes from commissioning, people who commission general practice to give them space, to give them ideas, and also from contracting, putting in contracting incentives and contracting levers which might change things. So it's our job in London, Gemma, myself, David, and colleagues here, to try to make sure we can do that. So what we want to do is look at all the innovation projects which have been funded and try and find a way of sharing them with the wider NHS community, to try to promote innovation in the small unit of the nimble general practice to the large infrastructure, to work with the CCGs to say it is your job to transform and develop primary care, to make sure you are developing processes which give permission, which allow innovation, and also to work with the Department of Health nationally to say how can we look at the levers, the contracts, the incentives to make innovation easy, and not just for the brave few, but for everyone. So, Mayor, thank you for coming today. Thank the Design Council. Thank Gemma and David for all the work they've done. And I hope you all wish that tonight Chelsea win at football in the Champions League. Very important tonight. So have a great evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.